Listen, I don't exactly know what you do or how you do it, but when you walk through these gates, things start happening. The press starts falling in line, the Secret Service gets extra secret, and when you go back out, everyone's breathing a little bit easier.
Damn straight.
It's April Ryan.
White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks. April Ryan in for the vacation in Roland Martin. Good morning, April.
Good morning, everybody. Well, President Obama, 3 days this week, is making an appearance on Capitol Hill, issuing his agenda with the national debt and issues of immigration, gun control, and cybersecurity. This morning with us to talk all the nuts and bolts of it all is Assistant House Minority Leader Congressman James Clyburn. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Well, let's start off right away. You know, the president's talking about cybersecurity, and it's ironic that there's a security hacking issue. Now, you're not on the list, right?
I hope I'm not. Okay. I have not seen anything to that effect, and no one has told me so. I don't think I'm important enough in the scheme of things.
Well, the First Lady is definitely on that list. Do you think it's real or it's just fake? What do you think?
Oh, I think all of this is real. The kind of information that's coming out indicate that somebody has figured out a way to get into the most private accounts of some very important people. And that can be very, very dangerous. Now, you know, the president uses a BlackBerry.
Yes, and he does.
I know it's supposed to be very, very secure. But, you know, the Defense Department has been hacked in too. So I doubt anything could be much more secure than that. So it's possible that this could be very dangerous.
Wow. Well, Congressman, let's talk about today. The president comes back to the Hill today. He's supposed to be announcing his budget April 8th, and the week of April 8th, and we understand that Paul Ryan has his 10-year budget out. Now, how can there be a happy medium between the two when the president says you are not going to balance the budget on the backs of the most vulnerable?
Well, let's look at this. Paul Ryan has put out a budget that he says balances in 10 years, and that's true. Any of us, I can put out a household budget that balances in 10 years if I disregard all the expenses that I've got to pay. How do you put out a budget and say you are assuming in this budget that there will be no more Affordable Care Act except that which was used to put it in place in the first place? You may recall when we put the Affordable Care Act together, $716 billion was taken out of Medicare because we saw how you could save on the front end. Now, he uses that in his budget, just as he did the last time, but then he says we're going to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. So how do you get the savings from the Affordable Care Act to put in your budget and not put the rest of it in your budget? So the cost got to go there as well. So he doesn't have that in his budget, and then he says he balances out in 10 years. That is a phantom budget. He knows it, and the American public to call him out on that. That is just silliness.
Well, Congressman, there seems to be no win in the next couple of weeks when it comes to the CR. And right now we're in sequestration and people are looking for a grand bargain. Now, a new study came out showing that 51% of the American public does not understand sequestration. And we were saying that they will find out when the programs are cut, when they get a pink slip, and also when they're furloughed, meaning a couple of days out of their paycheck each pay. And that's going to happen throughout the next 7 months. Could you talk to me about the fact that the grand bargain is even talking about more cuts, about balancing it on Social Security as well as Medicare?
Well, we aren't talking about doing that. That's the Republicans. They're talking about what they're going to take out of Medicare, what they're going to take out of Medicaid, what they're going to do with their budget with things like food stamps and that sort of thing. That's not the Democrats talking. They are talking. We are not going to balance this budget on the backs of the poor or on the backs of the elderly. Now, I asked my wife over the weekend, I said, you know, I cannot figure out why it is that the Democrats are doing so much to protect the seniors, yet they don't vote for us. They tend to vote the other way. We lost the senior vote by 15 points back in 2010, and according to the numbers I've seen, we lost the senior votes. President Obama lost the senior vote last November, but it's the Republicans who seem to be wanting to take their benefits away.
Wow.
We're trying hard to protect it. I don't understand where we are missing in this, and I would like for some of your listeners to tell me what it is that we can do to demonstrate that we are here to protect seniors.
Talk louder.
Well, Congressman, it's always a pleasure. And lastly, before we have to go, CBC Chairwoman Marsha Fudge has sent a strong letter to the president saying she wants to see an African-American appointed to his cabinet this second term. What say you?
Well, I talked with Marsha at length last night, and I said to her that I do believe that in the final analysis, we're going to be appreciative of what the president does. I understand her frustration, having served a 2-year sentence as chair of the Congressional Black Caucus.
Ooh, a 2-year sentence.
Wow.
Okay, sounds like you were in jail. Okay. Well, Congressman, as always, it is a pleasure to talk with you. Congressman James Clyburn, we'll see you later on today on the Hill. And
Thank you, Tom and Sybil,
and everybody listening, you know, sequestration is real. We're not trying to scare you. It is real. Pay attention today, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Got to go to D.C.
All right.